AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business and Edge, a small business problem solver. We're servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching, consulting services, training classes, small business and professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know that you're listening in. And Facebook, Business on the Edge. Or you can email us your questions at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. Thank you around the globe, around the nation. We work hard to bring you a show with great guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspire your professional and business growth. Now, as always, you can dial into the show at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. You have to learn the rules of the game. And then you have to play better than anyone else. That's what Albert Einstein said. I love this, and I read this earlier this week, and it says, you have to learn the rules of the game, and then you have to play it better than anyone else. And when we're looking to do new things, or, you know, even if you just think about being in school, you want to, that's well, education is really a game, but you want to be able to learn your courses. Whatever you're doing, you want to do that and then be the best. And, you know, I know we have all of this competitiveness around us, around the globe. We have the Olympics. We have all kinds of sporting events. We have competitiveness in school. You know, we have different classes, different, you know, spelling bees. But you know what? You're really competing against yourself. Who's the best? Can you be the best person you can be? How do you do that? And developing the things that you need to develop in your life to be able to achieve the things that you want to achieve, the goals that you want to achieve. And Albert Einstein is so perfect on that. I mean, and here's the thing, and I've said this before on the show, Albert Einstein was not like at the top of his class. I mean, he was known for like not showing up for class, was Albert Einstein's, you know, deal. And so, but he valued this education, this love that he had and passion that he had for you know, I talk about this stuff every week with you in terms of being the best that you can be, being the whatever industry that you're in, and what can we do to help you do that better? And I scratch my head, and sometimes I bang my head up against the wall, and I'm thinking, you know, how do you help people become better? And everyone wants the result. Everyone wants the result. They want this great result. I got news for you, and I tell my 19-year-old son this. Look, you can't put in mediocrity and get the best result as a result. It's just, it just doesn't work that way. And so I like Albert Einstein. He says, you know what, play the game, learn the rules, and then play it better than everyone else. But play it the best for yourself to become the best individual, the best person you can be, whether it's in your education, whether it's in your business, whether it's at your job. You know, make yourself valuable. You know, you have a legacy. And we don't talk about that too often in our careers, but there's a legacy to be had. And if you're going to live a lifespan, we all have this span, this lifespan, and we don't know when it's going to end typically. But at the end of that lifespan, what is it that you want to have achieved, or what is it that you want people to look back and say, wow, you know, and someone can pick up where you left off and keep, you know, taking that torch to the next level. And so I think about things like that. So anyway, I just kind of mull over that a little bit. So our On the Edge Challenge question tonight is there a difference between small business thinking and big business thinking? Yeah, I would say there is. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. We have a great guest in the studio tonight, and we're going to see what his thinking is on that as well. So, but here, let me give you this. Here are three reasons given by business professionals and entrepreneurs around the web. I kind of did my research a little bit to see what people are saying and talking about in terms of small businesses and why we're seeing small business failures or underproducing. And I think some of the results you'll find as a surprise. And, you know, we can always talk about money. Who doesn't need money? What business doesn't need money? Okay, so let's just put that to the side because that is always going to be there. But number one, small business owners need management training. Do you know that one of the reasons listed around the web in terms of small businesses not doing well is poor management? And so we know that oftentimes small businesses are not starting out with these great venture capitalists and great have all the money, but, you know, maybe you lost your job and you're like, well, maybe I can go ahead and start that business that I've always thought about. And you're starting with what we call your hurting capital, your own money, your own resources. And so with something that you love to do, but that doesn't mean that you understand the dynamics of building a business and what that organizational structure is. And you know, I had a long, long day yesterday. In fact, it ended up into today. I went to bed like at 2 o'clock, after 2 o'clock this morning. And so when I go to bed like that, it's really like take a nap and get back up at like 5:30 to get, you know, get going again. But when you look at the word organization, or I started looking up, and I like words, and I started looking up root words. I like the root of words, you know, and where they come from and what they mean, because we say things all the time. We get it from our parents. We learn how to speak and talk. But do you ever just take a dictionary or get on the web and say, you know, where did this word come from and what does it really mean? And so organ, the origin, that's funny, of the word, is a Greek word, and I like the Greek word of this, and I believe it was like organ. I have to look it up on the web again. That's so bad. But the gist is that word meant, and I want to say it was like organon or something like that, organon. But it means tool. It means you know, like resources. It's, you know, organizing some strategy, what you need to do to produce the right structure in something, in some system. So we talk about structure. Structure is, you know, putting together different components so that it works in a specific way, right? And so if you're putting these things together and you say organizational communication, you're talking about tools and you're talking about systems and processes and things that come together to work together in a specific way for business. And so when you have that and you create it well, you can create a strong business, and I can't wait to, I'm going to get to my top three reasons why businesses, small businesses don't do well. I'm going to save that, hold on to that for a second, because when you have those things put together, I'm going to share with you in just a moment what that means. But number one, poor management around the web. Small business owners do not know their own industry. They don't do their homework. You have to do your research. You have to find out what's going on. Check out your competitors. Find out what's, you know, dig deep. There is so much information on the web. And here's my problem. SBA says this, 10 to 12% of businesses start, like this year, any given year, and then 10 to 12% of businesses fail. Okay, there is just too much information on the web. Resources available to see small businesses continue to fail at the level that they're failing or underperforming in terms of what you're trying to achieve. And so part of that is you haven't done your homework. You know, I had a network event that I did earlier this week, and I said, you know, I'm going to talk about small business pitfalls. You're not going to like it. And you have to look at you. You just do. You do have to look at, you know, where you may have missed some information and why something didn't work. The other thing is, the third thing is, small business owners need mentorship, coaches, consultants. This is what it's being said. And so you need to just think about what is going to add value to you being able to do the things that you need to do. And so if you do that, what you're going to do is position yourself to win. And so here are my top three reasons, and I'm going to get back to my point because I know I have you hanging on there. Why small businesses fail or they plateau, businesses will plateau, lack of knowledge and education and training. I have to go back to that. You know, I used to work for Department of Defense. You know what I like about the military is that they are training and educating all the time. I mean, I don't care if you're a colonel, I don't care if you're in boot camp, there is something that they're constantly preparing. They're constantly making sure that the military, whatever they're doing, whatever their job is, that they're performing at the optimal level, and that's important. I was talking about earlier that, you know, with structures, you want the system to work correctly, right? So you know that you can put something together, and if you don't put it together well, and I'll use a simple example like this. My son, when he was a little guy, used to buy him really cool toys, and you'd have to put this stuff together. Now, if you put it together wrong, it doesn't mean that it won't work really. It just won't work as well. And so I would put things together. You know, I was the one that, you know, sometimes you would have like pieces left over, and it's like, oh, what is this? And so you want to put your system together well so it works at its optimal level. And if you don't, you can get results, but you won't get the best results. You won't get the optimal result, and you'll plateau, and you won't be able to expand. And the other thing that small business owners do is that they just, you can't just be result oriented and just focus on that and not growth. You want to be able to focus on the big picture, and you have to look at that, because if you're on that hamster wheel, you know, the hamster wheel you're going, it's, oh, I got to go. No, I can't go to this trip. I can't do this. I'm flying to Dallas to the Small Business Expo next month because, you know what, we got a big event coming up in June 24th and 25th, and I want to make sure that I get information to you that may be in Dallas. So I have to invest in going to Dallas to get information that I think we might be able to add value to these classes, you know. And the Small Business Expo is going to come to Los Angeles. Can I get that out? Small Business Expo. It is coming to Los Angeles, but that's not till November, so that's not going to help us out. But you have to just prepare. So what are my top three reasons? Lack of knowledge, education. Number two, hamster wheel mentality, definitely. I see that a lot. Employee paycheck to paycheck mentality cycle. You just, you know, you can get into that just like at home. You're just living from paycheck to paycheck. You can do that in a business. It's really crazy. It's insane living like that. And, you know, you feel like you have this whole new, you know, this whole family that you're doing these different things with. And then no mentorship. Again, I agree with, you know, some of the things that we're seeing around the web with leaders. You have to have mentorship, you know. You have to have ways of bouncing information off. Journal, you know, talk to other people who have done it. Talk to people who've made it. Talk to people who failed and started over. It's important to add value to your system and your situation. No one's taken away from your skill and your ability of what you're doing. We're not trying to offend you. What we're trying to do and what coaches do is they add value and maximize what you're able to do, and they assess. And then they help develop those strengths, and they give you new ideas. And when we come back, we're going to talk to our guest. And I know that I've just been on my soapbox. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic. Brought to you by Garmin. We're heading for the Bay Bridge. The metering lights are on, and it is slow from the tolls out to those metering lights. And then, of course, expect periodic delays on the upper deck itself. For Menlo Park, north 280, you're on the brakes between Alpine Road and Woodside. For Mountain View, south 85, delays from Central Expressway to Fremont Avenue. And for Sunnyvale, eastbound 237, delays from 101 to 880. Now for Marin County, north 101, we have delays on Highway 1 all the way out to Lucky Drive, while in Novato, northbound 101, delays start at DeLong Avenue and continue to the landfill. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. part of Money 2.0 right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
So we had this break-in on our block, and that triggered my mama bear instincts. I work full-time, so I'm not home when my kids get home. Sometimes I'm not even home before dinner. So it got me thinking, what if that was my home? I had to take action to protect my family. We started researching home security systems, and the clear winner was Vivint. Best price, best technology, super easy to use. It's a fully monitored security system, but I love their video technology most. I can actually see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I check it before my kids get home, then again around 4 so I know they got home safely. I can even lock the doors remotely if they forget. Vivint keeps me in control of my family's safety, even when I can't be home.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now and get up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay a $99 activation. And if you call now, installation is free. Call 800-568-ORDER. 800-568-ORDER. 800-568-ORDER.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
You could just play Phil Collins all day long. I love, you know, I need to hear the In the Air of Night. What is up with that? Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I have, like, the greatest producer on the planet. And, you know, every now and then I have to give a shout-out to Kevin. He just is a great producer. I just could squeak it. And he's a little bit full of himself, so just so you know. Anyway, so I know that I was a little bit on my soapbox, you know, the first segment, but I really, sometimes I'm just banging my head and saying, look, there's opportunities out there. And there's a lot of resources out there in terms of educating yourself and getting the information that you need. And I know you think, man, I'm just trying to get through the day. And I understand that. I'm a small business owner. We're growing, and we don't want to stay a small business. We want to be a mid-sized business. And then we want to go from a mid-sized business to a large corporation. And there's a process in that. But part of that is sacrificing some of my time to be in places that I just need to make happen. And one of those places was about a week and a half ago, San Jose City Hall does this annual event, and it's called Entrepreneurship and Innovation. And I got to meet a guy. I met a lot of wonderful people. And you saw last week that we had Kiva on the show also at the same event. And these opportunities happen because we connect with events. And so I met Joe Flynn. Joe Flynn, is that correct, Joe?
That's
Joe Flynn,
correct.
Levante. He is the CEO of Levante. Let me give you a little bit of background about Joe. Just a great, you know, I just can't, you know, I read your bio. I had an opportunity to see you speak at this entrepreneur event, and you said some profound things. And Joe's background, he's worked with Director of Operations for the Statement Audit Group of Howard Schultz and Associates. And is this the Howard Schultz of Starbucks? Would this be the same?
No,
Howard
not
Schultz?
The same guy.
We're just so disappointed right there.
That's all right.
Oh, but that looks really good on his bio. So it's not the Starbucks guy. I can't tell you that. But he has been selected as one of Silicon Valley's San Jose Business Journal 40 leading executives under the age of 40. You know, so this is someone who knows something about business. He has also been recently selected Pros to Know. He's one of the Pros to Know by Supply and Demand Chain Executive magazine. And so, Joe, sitting in the audience, listening to some of the things that the panelists were saying, you were on this business panel, and one of the things that you said, and again, you guys got the same question and had very different answers. So you can get very different information. And one of the things that, and I believe you were the one that said it also, we didn't talk about this beforehand, but you're going to get a lot of different information. You can get a lot of different advice, and trying to select the right advice was something that you were sharing about. Did you remember having that dialogue, talking about that?
Absolutely. I mean, when you're starting a business or when you're an entrepreneur, I mean, one of the core things you need to do is reach out to many different people and get a wide variety of advice, like diverse advice. And I don't mean just race, creed, and color, but people with different backgrounds.
Sure.
You mentioned earlier about building a team. You need to build a team, and the extended team, whether it's your board of advisors, board of directors, your executives. So, yeah, getting a wide variety of advice, absolutely.
And okay, so now here's the thing. Let me ask you this question in saying that. A wide variety of advice, but right advice, because you can get the wrong advice, like talking to your friends, family, maybe people who don't have it. So when you say that, let's qualify that in terms of who would these people be? You know, what would you say to our audiences? Okay, when I tell you that, you know, get a wide variety of advice, you don't want it from just anyone.
No, in fact, I think one of the great inventions these days is having websites like LinkedIn or any of these social networks where people are putting out what their backgrounds are. So you can almost do research on anyone. I don't know, I've often heard it said that entrepreneurs are, like, they're so smart that they can figure out how to do stuff, but so dumb that they can't realize that they can't actually do it.
Right.
So everyone out there, there's many people out there that will tell you can't do stuff. So sometimes
Absolutely.
It's not just the person who gives you the advice, but it's you and how you interpret it and how it motivates you.
Right, and that can really impact whether or not a person moves forward or not.
Absolutely.
So you have to be careful about that. You said this, and I'm gonna let you finish this quote. The most important step is the one you...
It's the step that you missed.
The step that you missed, exactly. The most important step is the one you missed. And so what does that mean? What are you saying to entrepreneurs, you know, when they're struggling or something is going wrong? It could... because when you say this, then it sounds like to me that it could be the step that made sense for their business, because it could be different steps for different entrepreneurs. It's not the same step.
Yeah, I think that the step that you miss is more of a statement about focus and about intestinal fortitude,
mm-hmm.
just the concept of never really giving up. I mean, you're going to face adversity after adversity. And the step you might miss is just not having a stable household, not having the right partner at home to watch your back while you're out working all day.
Right, right.
So I think it's more a statement of stick-to-itiveness and making sure that, you know, you're willing to see this through.
Right. When we come back from break, Joe has just a fantastic way of looking at things and dynamics, and we're going to dig in a little bit more on some of these things. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
This report brought to you by Garmin. We'll start in Los Gatos, South 17 at Lark. A motorcycle accident cleared out of lanes, but you're still backed up to Highway 85. Hayward remains slow, East 92 from Industrial to 880, while in San Jose, South 280 at the Bird. That Bird Avenue off-ramp is closed because of a problem there that crews expect to have cleared up by 8 o'clock tonight. You're backed up to the 17 interchange. East 580 near Fruitvale, we have an accident. Two cars in the center divide now, but crews still have the left lane blocked. You're backed up to Highway 80. San Ramon, North 680, delays between Bollinger Canyon and Treat Boulevard. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m., part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW. The challenge? Securing a home loan fast. With Bay Area home prices at their lowest levels in years, you need the right partner on your side. A partner who will make the process of securing a mortgage simple, straightforward, and fast. The partner you need is Tony Mendez of Partners Mortgage.
Financing a home is the largest transaction you'll make in your life, which makes it important to use a company that has the necessary experience in all aspects of the industry. Tony Mendez of Partners Mortgage understands the process and the problems that can arise. Working with a team that understands the process and can anticipate the issues is more important today than it has ever been. So, when it comes to purchasing, refinancing, and pre-approvals, choose a good partner and one recommended by KDOW's own Rob Black. Choose Tony Mendez of Partners Mortgage.
This is Tony Mendez from the Real Estate Report here on AM 1220 KDOW. My motto is, I get loans done. Visit me at BayAreaLoanSource.com.
That's BayAreaLoanSource.com.
License County Erie.
Well, hello, I'm Robert Helms.
And I'm Russell Gray.
And we're
the Real Estate Guys.
Have you been hearing about all the changes in the real estate market lately?
Maybe you're even wondering, can you still make money investing in real estate?
Some people may see this cycle as a time to sit on the sidelines.
While others see it as a great opportunity.
Learn how to develop your own real estate investment strategy by listening to the Real Estate Guys. We're here live every Sunday night at 5.
And all the time at realestateguysradio.com.
Sundays at 5 on the all-new Business Radio, AM 1220. KDOW.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
I want some love, you. B-Y-G. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. B-Y-G. And a loving care. And I'll take you there.
We're having a party in the studio. Welcome back to Business of Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have Joe Flynn in the house, CEO of Levante. Just phenomenal in his perspective is a good word. On business, his out-of-the-box thinking perspective on business. Now, on the break, we were talking a little bit more about a great story, you know, about before we left out of our last segment. And you want to share a little bit about this story? I don't want to give anything away, but
Yeah, sure. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't think I was born to be a CEO of a firm or an entrepreneur or anything mm-hmm. like that. And a lot of what you were talking about earlier, you know, about competing against yourself, I think is why you opened it up. Be the best that you can be. Develop your skills. Be mm-hmm. educated. A lot of that really resonated well with me. There's a story I have where when we had a company and we started to do pretty well, we were growing, we decided to go out and look for venture capital. And as I went out to look for venture capital, I soon realized that I did not know what the hell I was doing. Hopefully I can say that.
It's out there now.
Okay. So I went out and I met with one venture guy, a really nice guy, and I'm not sure if he would want me to tell his name, but his name is Curtis. And Curtis asked me, how are you? It sounds like he says you're crossing the chasm, like the book by Jeffrey Moore.
Sure.
And I said, I looked at him with wide eyes and I said, yeah. And he goes, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? I said, no, I do not. He goes, all right, it's a book called Crossing the Chasm. Go out, read it. Let me know what you think and come back in a couple days. An absolute solid, because venture people don't do this. So I read this book, I came back, and he says, okay, if that's where you are, do you feel like you're more like inside their tornado? And he says, you don't know about that book either, do you? And I said, no, it's the follow-up book that Jeffrey Moore wrote. So I quickly left, tail between my legs, and went to the bookstore, bought Inside Their Tornado. And as I read this, I thought, wait a minute, look at the back cover. In the back cover, they have a list of books that are the Cambridge classics of business books. I went out, bought them all, read them all. The reality was I didn't know all this stuff. There was no way that I was taught. So I went out short and made sure that I understood this information. Right. I started learning the different languages, the way they speak, the way they talk, how they approach each other. Basically, what's the most important step? That would have been that step because I had missed it, but then I figured it out.
Right. Now this is I love this because it still goes back to what we were talking about earlier and how I opened the show in terms of training, education. And here's the thing is that – again, there's a lot of tools out there, and I'll talk about mentors in a book. You know, you can be mentored through, like, one of my favorite leadership authors is John Maxwell, because he is just fantastic and phenomenal in terms of teaching you about leadership and the growth of leadership, and that leaders continue to learn and train and look, you know, they look to their mentors. And so this is an example of, you know, you got a lot of mentorship out of reading these books and the importance and value out of that. Now, we have a caller, and this particular caller I'm not going to bring on because I don't know where my producer went. He just, like, walked out the – Kevin, can we bring the caller in? That's it's kind of crazy here tonight. Vatris, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Great, great, great. Vatris Lanier is our newest addition to Business on the Edge, and she has more than 30 years experience in sales and marketing. She's worked with Xerox Corporation. Now, Xerox Corporation was, you got a lot of experience there, and you've worked with a lot of small businesses with sales and marketing. So now, Vatris, tell us quickly, like, how did you connect with Business on the Edge? Because you were in one of our very first training classes for women. There were women in business, and we're going to talk to Joe a little bit about women in business and what his thoughts are about that. So tell us, give us like a quick little story and how now you're on, you know, you're on our team.
Well, when I came to your class, first of all, I did not expect to be transformed the way I was, because it not only focused on me as a business person, but me as an individual. And the same thing your guests and you've been saying all along. We have to continue to grow and to learn. So from that, it just started a whole new venture in my life. And so that's why I'm so excited.
This is fantastic. We have a few seconds before we go to break. I want you to stay on the line, Vatris, and just kind of introduce you to the audience and then bring Joe back in on this conversation. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
This report brought to you by Garmin. We'll start in Los Gatos, South 17 at Lark. A motorcycle accident cleared out of lanes, but you're still backed up to Highway 85. Hayward remains slow, East 92 from Industrial to 880, while in San Jose, South 280 at the Bird. That Bird Avenue off-ramp is closed because of a problem there that crews expect to have cleared up by 8 o'clock tonight. You're backed up to the 17 interchange. East 580 near Fruitvale, we have an accident. Two cars in the center divide now, but crews still have the left lane blocked. You're backed up to Highway 80. San Ramon, North 680, delays between Bollinger Canyon and Treat Boulevard. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
So we had this break-in on our block, and that triggered my mama bear instincts. I work full-time, so I'm not home when my kids get home. Sometimes I'm not even home before dinner. So it got me thinking, what if that was my home? I had to take action to protect my family. We started researching home security systems, and the clear winner was Vivint. Best price, best technology, super easy to use. It's a fully monitored security system, but I love their video technology most. I can actually see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I check it before my kids get home, then again around 4 so I know they got home safely. I can even lock the doors remotely if they forget. Vivint keeps me in control of my family's safety. even when I can't be home.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now and get up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay a $99 activation. And if you call now, installation is free. Call 800-568-ORDER. 800-568-ORDER. 800-568-ORDER.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yes, I am. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, who is a bad mamma jamma. You know, this song came out when I was in ninth grade, and it was dedicated to myself and a couple of my friends. So that's kind of on the radio. So isn't that funny? Wow. So we're going to bring Vatris back in. Vatris, so we're glad to have you on board. So I want to welcome you publicly throughout the whole nation that Vatris Lanier will be working with us and helping us provide the best services for you. And Vatris, is there anything else that you want to share? You know, we have this two-day event coming up next month, two-day intensive training for small businesses. And so this is something, if you can be a part of this, you should be a part of this. Vatris.
Yes. In fact, I know Margaret, usually she does not like to promote her own events, and I like that about her. But this is one event that I really recommend that our listeners attend, because it's not going to be just basic business structures and just basic business training. We will have strategic principles and systems that will not only transform your business, but transform you as a manager and as a leader. So no matter where you are, and I know Margaret talked about, you may be struggling, trying to make payroll and say, I can't afford to come. But the question is, I mean, you can't afford not to come. Or you may even be growing so fast in your business, you say, I don't have the time. You have to make the time because, as you know, one of the reasons businesses fail because they grow so fast and don't have the infrastructure in place for that growth. So I'm really urging you to come. It's going to be unique and different. We're having a workshop in the afternoon that you give you a chance to implement the plans you're learning. And also, there will be follow-up teleconference, one-hour sessions to make sure you don't go back to your business and get caught up in the day-to-day operation and don't implement what you're doing. So we're doing everything we can to make sure you succeed. So that's my little short spiel.
That, you know, can I have an applause? She did a fantastic job. And this is why I don't, Adam, can you give her a hand? You know, that is fantastic. I appreciate that. And Vatris was once one of our attendees. So, you know, transition happens, and so we're excited about that. So you can call at 408-205-4056 to get connected and get registered for the class. And I'm going to do this, Vanessa. We're going to do the first five callers. We're going to what are we going to give them?
It's a 3-day business analysis.
We're going to give you the first five callers. You're going to get a 3-day business analysis from us. So that is definitely worth the value right there. So if you call 408-205-4056. You will gain that opportunity as well. Vatris, thank you for calling in. Let's go back to Joe. Joe, we were talking about women in business. You have a passion for women in business.
I most certainly do. I actually, you mentioned part of my bio, but you left a little piece of that off. I don't know if you noticed in my bio, I'm actually a happily married man with four beautiful daughters. So, yes, I have a tremendous passion for women in business, and I hope that this your event in Dallas is an extreme success, so that perhaps one of my daughters can be able to attend it in the years to come.
I love it. You know, Joe is great. His whole family is here. His girls are here. His wife is here. Beautiful, beautiful family. And, you know, we're waving at them through the window here. They're in the production room. So, Joe, what's the best advice would you give to women in business? Because women still, we don't, you know, men get resources a little bit easier than women. So what would you tell, a new entrepreneur, a woman, you know, starting out, you know, what would you say, how should she approach men? There's a question for you.
How should she approach men?
Yes, men in business
and dealing
with that, you know.
Goodness, this is the hot seat. I all got it warmer in here. No, I think I like the advice you gave about being educated and being ready to approach it. I mean, in our business, I can only speak for my business, we probably have 50 to 60% women as a member of the population of the company in all the senior roles. I mean, we have a VP of Finance who's a woman. Her name is Kelly Sawalski. I'm sure she's not listening, but if she is, because I know she has children, and after work she goes and she does double duty, so I have a mad respect for Kelly, and she is awesome. She's an awesome performer in our company, and she's a great partner of mine. I fully think that it's so important. I think there's something like 10 million businesses that are started by women. And they I think it's like in the economy, it's like $1.9 trillion worth of money is women businesses, right? So how can anyone think that it's, you shouldn't at least try?
Right, absolutely.
And being an entrepreneur is not for everyone. You got to know yourself.
Right.
And that's like the most important part. So if I was going to give advice to somebody, which is your initial question, is know yourself. Figure out who you are, but figure out who you're not.
Right. That's perfect. And I have to ask this. I have to do this. You guys, he's a Superman fan, Batman fan, Robin, Justice League. Absolutely. You got us. You know, we're at the event, and he gives us great analogy about not having to be Superman. Share that with our audience, because that was just like one of my high points in terms of what you were saying at the Entrepreneur and Innovation event at City Hall in San Jose.
It's actually a simple analogy, and I thought of it one day because I do a lot of work with young entrepreneurs from San Jose State and Santa Clara University, and one of the guys, it was a young guy, and he was telling me how all the things that he realized he has to do, and he's like nervous about it, and he had a Superman shirt on, and I looked at him and I said, hey, when you're an entrepreneur, you don't have to be Superman. You know, look at it more like you're Batman. And I said, you know what Batman has that Superman doesn't have? And of course he didn't know. And I said, he's got Robin.
Right.
And I personally have a co-founder. I started my business with my brother Tom Flynn. We never would have made it this far without Tom.
Right.
And I'm not saying I'm Batman and his Robin. We're more like partners. But that's the point. And then I further explained, you know, you might not be the engineering person or the finance person, so go out and find that.
Right.
When you have a company or you have a competitor and you have to go underwater to fight that, you want Aquaman. Batman doesn't do that. Superman doesn't swim. I don't know if you noticed. You never seen Superman swim, do you? Okay, so he gets Aquaman to do it. So I explained to him, really when you're an entrepreneur, you're building a business. What you want to do is you want to approach it like you're building the Hall of Justice.
Right.
You want Aquaman. You want Wonder Woman. You know, you have Batman and Robin.
The Wonder Twins.
Xan and Jaina. That's right. Xan and Jaina. I didn't know you'd go. We're going there. Then.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to do the Wonder Twins.
There you go.
We just knuckled. Yeah.
There you go. You know, so this is a great analogy, and it kind of takes the pressure off you having to do everything. And then the question becomes, well, how do I afford, you know, what if I don't have the financial bandwidth to do that? What would you say?
Oh, I would say that, look, every person starts their business with different resources. And your original question about when people are around you and you're asking questions, they give you advice.
Right.
I would say resources are sort of everywhere. You just have to find them.
Right.
I talked to one young guy, and actually it was a young woman, and she was saying how her father has this business. And I said, well, why don't you look at getting office space or at his office? That's resources,
right.
Free office space. And so even if it's like really small, you know, that's where the resources come from everywhere. And I know not everyone sees it all the time. But you got to look for it.
And this is perfect. We're going to go to a break and more when we come back. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
This report brought to you by Garmin. We're going to head to Palo Alto, South 101, with delays between University and Rangsdorf. Sunnyvale also checking in with long delays, South 101 between Fair Oaks and Oakland Road. While in San Francisco, North 101 remains a crawl between Cesar Chavez and the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Milpitas, South 880, you're on the brakes between the Great Mall Parkway and 101. Oakland, North 880 at 23rd. We have that off-ramp closed because of a brush fire that's on the shoulder, so do expect delays from that. It's already slow east 580 at Fruitvale because of a crash in the center divide. You're backed up all the way to 80. Hey, traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events.
Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0 right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
In the last several years, real estate has never been more affordable. Opportunities for investing have never been better. But sometimes financing, especially for investors, has never been more confusing. Hi, this is Joe Cuchera. Join me and the entire Real Estate 360 team weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. as we will help you better understand the world of real estate from an investor's perspective. Guest experts help us cut through the confusion. RE360, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-766-4026. That's 1-800-766-4026. 1-800-766-4026.
You ever seen a snail race against any cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Business and Answers, Margaret Jackson. We have a caller on the line, and I'm going to bring him in at the top of this segment just because he's connected with our show guest here, Joe Flynn. Did I say John? Who was it? John was last week, huh? Joe Flynn. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you doing, Margaret?
I'm doing well. Tom, what's on your mind? Are you here? Are you calling in just to give Joe a hard time here?
I'm glued to the speaker on my computer and listening to not only a fantastic radio segment but a fantastic interview. And I heard Joe going into his Hall of Justice analogy, and I got the first image when he was talking about Batman and Robin of Joe and I sitting around in tights and masks, and I laughed out loud. I wanted to call in and kind of share that with everybody.
Yeah, the difference is I stopped wearing my tights and you refuse to give them up. That's the difference.
There's no good reason to give them up. I look fantastic in
this. especially the candy apple red ones. Those are my favorite.
I do want to point out that Joe's sitting there living the high life. He's probably sipping champagne. He's hobnobbing with really famous folks like you, Margaret. And I am still at work at about 7 p.m. Burning the evening oil. Still nose to the grindstone. So that is part of the.
It's actually Crevassier, Tom. And thank you, Vanessa. I'll take a little more. Yes.
So where is Alfred in all of this? You know, we have to. You know. I'm just, you know, let me get in on this here. You know, I'm like, would that make you Alfred? Because I thought he was one of the, you were one of the dynamic duels. And I'm like, if you're still at, you know, because Alfred was always at the mansion.
Yeah, if we're going to literally have an Alfred, that would be the person that was the keeper of the relationship and of all the secrets and of all the, like, keeping it together. Well, that would have to be my wife, Jacqueline. Because when we first started, Jacqueline was our partner. And I got to tell you, I mean, she's probably spent more time keeping Tom and I away from each other arguing. And so she and she took care of everything for us. So she probably was incredibly instrumental in our success. Or
I love
what
this.
Have you.
Hey Joe, here. Not only was Jacqueline a great business partner, a great mediator, but she's obviously she's a great friend. And also, if you want to have a fantastic segment on women in business, that young lady in the booth with you has all the business acumen you could fit into an hour.
I will have to. make sure that we do a segment, a show with Jacqueline, Women in Business. I love this, Women in Business. And again, you know, I talked about this book earlier with Dr. Tracy Wallen-DeGente, Women Lead, Career Perspectives in from Workplace Leaders, and that is about women and statistics and what women are doing now to change the dynamics of what corporate America looks like. So it's fantastic. But, Tom, thank you for calling in. I got like 3 minutes before we're out, and so I want to get back to Joe here. And thank you again for just chiming in.
You know, you mentioned women in business, and I got to tell you, Margaret, first off, I do actually volunteer a lot of time with the city of San Jose, and, and I really appreciated the fact that you came to that symposium that we had a couple weeks back. When you look at the statistics of business that are started, whether it's started by a man or a woman, the reality is the success rates are almost the exact same.
Right.
And perhaps there are more that are being started by men, but not by much. It's not like it's 70-30. It's more like in the 60s versus in the 40s. It's a real kind of – there's some parity. But the gap does need to close.
Right, right.
And
right.
I think it comes back to your 3 points, the education. And, you know, you got to get off that hamster wheel. A lot of people are raised to think a certain way.
Right.
And you got to break through that.
Right, absolutely. And when we look at just the Fortune 500 companies and the women who are leading Fortune 500 companies, what is it, like 19 or something like that? You know, and then I'm going, so where's the other, who are the other 400 plus? You know, in terms of which are men. And so there are changes happening. I love the fact that Ursula Burns, you know, now we have the first woman of color, black woman, who's a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Those, for me, you know, every culture wants to be recognized somewhere in history. You want to see, you know, you want to see, you know, whites, you want to see blacks, you want to see Asians, you want to see, you know, I look at, you know, history in terms of, you know, we talked about Amelia Earhart, but we don't talk about, you know, the aviators, the female aviators that came behind her that were different races and different, you know. So there's and all of this is business. When we're talking business, this is all business. And I didn't get back to my Michael Jordan story, but Michael Jordan did. The point is he needed a team. They couldn't win championships unless they created a team dynamic. But again,
I want to take you to the edge. The name of the show is Business on the Edge. I'm going to take you to the edge. You mentioned about how many women are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. And I'm going to throw this out there.
We've got one minute. Go for it.
I think it's an overrated statistic, and I'll tell you why. Because in many of these organizations and corporations, and I don't have statistics in front of me, so if you press me on it, I'm going to look like a fool. But my personal opinion is it's not always the CEO who makes the decisions or does the work or who carries the water or who builds the building or who develops the software. So to look at just the leader, the CEO, I think is doing a tremendous disservice to the value of the other people in the organization. And I'm only challenging them because I'm sure people are going to think I'm nuts, but I think it's more than just the CEO. A business is a group of people.
We're out. AM 1220 KDOW, we're going to have Joe Flynn back. And again, this was fantastic. I agree 100% because that goes back to it being a team. So again, thank you for tuning in tonight. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.